Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this, the commemoration of St. Mark, is from Isaiah chapter 52, beginning with the 7th verse. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who proclaims peace, who brings glad tidings of good things, who proclaims salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. This is our text. Dear friends, in our resurrected Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in the midst of all the reading which I have done in the last 4 years of seminary education, one of the books that sticks out most in my mind was not written by a theologian. I did not read it for a class, and thankfully it contained no Latin, Greek, or Hebrew. Written by the great philosopher Dr. Seuss, the book was entitled simply The Footbook. Through its 30 or so pages, Dr. Seuss uses simple rhymes and ridiculously silly illustrations to tell the story of feet. Left feet, right feet, 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 feet. Oh, how many, many feet you meet. The simple story, though not theological in nature, does indeed remind us that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Each of us is distinctly different. But in God's eyes, through the cross of Christ, we are all the same. This morning, we will meet the beautiful feet of Isaiah and Saint Mark as we consider the theme, The Beautiful Feet of Isaiah, Saint Mark, and You. The prophet Isaiah pulled no punches when he warned Israel of the coming wrath of God. In the first half of Isaiah's book, warning upon warning served to illustrate God the power and might of God's wrath and displeasure at the sinful condition of his people, the children of Israel. The first few verses of Isaiah's prophecy sets the tone for the next 39 chapters of his book. The Lord has spoken, I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. They have forsaken the Lord, they have provoked to anger the Holy One of Israel, and they have turned away backward. For her sin, Israel would receive severe punishment, so severe that God's presence would be withdrawn from the temple, and the temple and the surrounding city of Jerusalem would be destroyed. Our text occurs in the second part of the book of Isaiah, and it is a prophecy of that which would follow the desolation of Israel. Isaiah does not leave the children of Israel without hope. Isaiah speaks God's word of gospel to the Israelites, promising them that they would return to their homeland, to the city of Jerusalem, and to the temple which would be rebuilt. God's presence would, and by his power, they would be freed from the hands of the Babylonians. Our text provides Isaiah's prophecy of what it will be like when Israel returns to their homeland on that great day. Our text begins, how beautiful are the feet of him who bring good news. In the days before cell phones and two-way radios, armies would employ men to serve as runners to carry messages quickly from one group of men to another. Even though the runner's feet were sore, tired, and possibly even cut and bleeding, his feet are beautiful because of the message which they carry. In our text, Isaiah shares the image of such men running ahead of the returning Israelites, sharing the good news that the people were returning. The message is that of peace, good things, and salvation. And the conclusion to that message sums everything up for us. The messenger declares, "Your God reigns." God is not abandoning his people after all. God would reestablish his reign, delivering his people from their enemies and returning them to their homeland. The news was so great and so exciting that Isaiah personifies the very ruins of Jerusalem rising up to welcome the people back home. How beautiful are the feet of him who brings good tidings of good news. Today we commemorate Saint Mark the Evangelist for his beautiful feet and the message which they carried into the world. Although he was not one of the original 12 disciples, Saint Mark became a trusted companion of Saint Peter and Saint Paul, assisting them in their ministry to the Jews and Gentiles, and writing the divinely inspired gospel which we continue to read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest even today. It is most appropriate for us to commemorate Saint Mark on this day, for it is his gospel which we have been reading this year. Last week, we heard Saint Mark's account of the suffering of Jesus Christ. The Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and to the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and deliver him to the Gentiles. And they will mock him and scourge him and spit on him and kill him. Using Saint Mark's divinely inspired words, we were again taken to the foot of the cross. There we saw the beautiful feet of Christ, those which carried his divine message, nailed to the cross. And there, with Mary and John and the others, we stood at the foot of the cross on Good Friday, and we listened as Jesus breathed his last, and as his weight settled upon his outstretched hands and feet. But as Christians, we know that Good Friday is not the end. As we know from our Easter celebration only 2 days ago, death was not the end for Christ. Saint Mark records the angel's proclamation on that first Easter morning, "You seek Jesus of Nazareth who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here." This is the beautiful message which Saint Mark recorded, the once for all victory which Christ won over sin, death, and the power of the devil. Christ, who as the suffering servant died for the sins of the world, in his resurrection is the very one of whom Isaiah spoke. Christ is the one who gives us the good news that in his victory he now reigns over Satan. He has won for us peace, salvation, and good things, and the promise of eternity in his heavenly kingdom. And now we join with the saints on heaven and the saints in earth in singing the liturgical hymn of praise. This is the feast of victory for our God. For the Lamb who was slain has begun his reign. Alleluia! How beautiful are the feet of him who brings glad tidings of good news. Dear friends, how beautiful are your feet? I'm not talking about physical beauty, how your feet look, how straight your toes are, or how pleasant your feet might smell. What I'm speaking of here is the beauty of the message which our feet carry into the world, the message of salvation which has been won for us that first Easter. We have beautiful feet indeed. How essential is it for us to use our feet and carry that message out into the world? In writing to the church in Rome, St. Paul used the very words of Isaiah to answer that question. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. Allow me a moment, please, to speak to the men who are about to embark on vicarage or their calls into the holy ministry. Dear brothers, we are the sent ones. We are the ones who are being sent to proclaim the good news to a world who desperately needs to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. We may never be preachers like Isaiah or St. Mark. We may never have our sermons characterized as being divinely inspired and have them added, canonized in the volumes of Concordia Pulpit. We may never preach to crowds of thousands, and God forbid that we ever have to lead our congregations out of exile. But brothers, God is sending us well prepared. St. Paul writes to the church in Ephesus, and we take these words to heart for us as well. Take your stand then, having truth as a belt fastened around your waist, having righteousness covering you as a breastplate, and having eagerness for the gospel of peace tied to your feet as sandals. No matter where our Lord places us, from Connecticut to California, from Oregon to Florida to St. Louis, Missouri, he sends us to boldly proclaim the gospel message recorded by St. Mark, the message of good tidings, peace, and salvation that comes from the grace of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Today, using the words of Isaiah the prophet, we give thanks to God for his gift of St. Mark the evangelist and for the divinely inspired message which he recorded for us and for the message which his feet carried out into the world. Although St. Mark has long since fallen asleep in Jesus, his message continues even today as we continue to proclaim the beautiful message of Christ and him crucified. To whom should we proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ? The great philosopher Dr. Seuss gives us the answer. In the house and on the street, to all the many, many feet we meet. Dear friends, you have beautiful feet indeed because of the gospel message of Jesus Christ, who is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. In the name of Jesus, amen.